This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right. Here we go. It all begins today. It is Thursday, March 20th. The date is irrelevant, but the day is not. Your tournament, your brackets, they all go live today. No more excuses. You're out of them. Quit pondering who you're going to take to the Final Four. Just do it.
You're an expert by now.
Yeah. Figure it out.
You've got this.
You know more than the next guy that knows more about what he thinks you know right now. Today is tomorrow.
One of the best days in sports, baby.
It is.
One of the best 3 or 4 days.
The best. One of the best weekends.
Yep.
Because it doesn't stop.
Nope.
And obviously, gosh, these headphones suck. Like the cord, like you can't hear anything.
The cord, yeah, it's happening.
This is the worst.
It's like the ports.
One of the worst purchases I've ever bought in my entire life are these effing headphones. You have to like get it just right. You have to like find that spot. And you're never going to find it. You might get lucky for like 4 seconds and then you'll lose it. Like everything else.
Yep.
There it is. There. No.
No. Sorry.
And it's gone.
Yeah, never mind.
And then it's to the point where it's like, just stop.
It's over. Be done.
Nice try.
Well, you can.
These are so annoying.
You can get some new headphones because of that bet that you. Oh.
Oh, yeah. You're a funny guy. Yeah.
It's just a segue.
It's not really how. Literally the worst. This is the worst.
Is it coming in and out of the audio?
I literally cannot hear a thing.
It's the worst. No, that's very frustrating.
And everybody at the station has these freaking headphones. Do they do it to you, too?
Yeah. I don't know if it's the port or the headphones, but yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's terrible.
It's constant. I'll walk over there and be like, and
yeah. And it's like, what'd you say?
Yep.
Thanks for listening.
Exactly.
I didn't. It's not that I'm not listening.
I'm trying.
I really can't hear. Like, I'm literally 2 minutes and 23 seconds into the show, and I'm trying to find the M spot for this mic, these headphones, the H spot. You ain't gonna find it. By the time I use, like, my hand's gonna be tired.
Yeah, you're gonna be.
And then it's gonna be like, all right, I'm sorry, I'll do some research. I'm over it.
I'll do some.
I'm gonna go get some cookies and milk. Then maybe that'll do it. Cause you're not. Just work on it. I'll just. Just so annoying. I literally can't hear an effing thing.
The research thing. We've all been there.
Yeah, researching it. How to like get there. Oh, for sure.
We've all been there.
Practice on a peach. And remember, fellas, practice makes perfect.
No,
it doesn't. Because what you're describing, I seriously believe, does not exist. Not even Indiana Jones could find it. Brutal segue there because, man, nothing gets you. And again, I know how, like, nobody cares about your betting. Like, I understand that. Like, I'm not here to tell you, like, here's what happened to me last night when I actually go say, here's what happened to me last night.
But it was brutal.
It kind of was.
It's worth discussing.
Because, like, sometimes I don't really necessarily understand if, like, because you know how, like, sometimes you have that one guy who bets, of course it doesn't hit. And, like, dude, you're just biased. You really want your bet to hit. But last night, you know, because I try to, like, preamp myself, you know, for the tournament to kind of understand, like, what am I looking forward in? Like, what bets do I like? I don't necessarily bet anything prop wise unless it's somebody that I know or that I've like followed, like today Missouri and Kansas will play. So I'll have like a prop bet on like Caleb Grill if they'll allow it. Now,
yeah, come on.
Luckily, they haven't the last couple games, and he's been absolutely trash. So he's got to figure something out. And again, we will dive into all things madness today because that is the day.
That's it.
And if someone's like, dude, can you please talk about like the Sky Moore video yesterday? No.
Never.
No. It's cringe. He looks like he's ready to go. Yeah, his leg work has always been great. Yep. It's his hand work and his mind work. But it is a huge day in college basketball, sports, and all that sort of stuff because last night, right, we had another two rounds of play-in games. And I take Mount St. Mary or whatever the hell that school was.
Yep.
Great uniforms.
Oh, they were great, yeah.
And they were 2.5-point dogs. So I took that.
Versus American,
you know. And the over-under in the game was like 129.5. And I'm like, anything under 130, so rule of thumb, anything under 130, I always take the
over. You're popping over. Okay.
Anything over 165, I tend to take the under. So if you want some strategy that I like to have during March Madness, I like the under if it's 165 or 165.5 under. Because, I mean, think about it, right? If it's 170, they've got to score 75 points each. That's a lot of points. I mean, that's still one. That's only one. What? That's only 150? 75, 75. That's only 150.
Yeah. Yep.
Like, they have to go beyond that. They got to go 80-80. Or, for instance, another bet that I like, depending on what the 1 versus 16 is, not the spread, because it'll always be like 23.5, 31.5, like when Auburn plays whoever, take the over in that situation. Because that over-under, and I don't know what it is, we'll look at them today, but let's say the over-under in the Duke versus which play-in team they play, let's say that game is like 156.5. Duke's going to score 95.
So you're like, okay, can this team
score 60? That's still a 35-point win. They cover the spread, and they go. So anyways, let's get to the bet. Okay, I don't know why Siri's going on, but didn't even say Siri, but she's here.
Hey, Siri.
Yeah.
Good morning.
So last night, take Mount St. Mary, take them plus 2.5, and I take the over of 129.5.
Yep.
That gets hammered. Right, there was like 80 points combined at halftime. So we hit that two-leg of a four-leg parlay because we have the evening showing going on.
Yeah, you're feeling good.
So the evening, I take the over in Texas versus
Xavier,
and it's 151.5. I do a tad bit of research. I go to Score Mobile. Anybody can do this. I go to Team Stats. Texas averaging 80.8 in the SEC. Okay. Xavier, averaging like 79 point whatever. Okay, these guys could easily get to 150. Let's do it. Over easily hits. The other bet I had was Texas plus 3.5. I don't know if you watched this game. Texas led the entire game.
Whole game.
Texas was up 13 with 7 minutes left. I didn't give a rip if they lost. And then some ass clown texts me at 8:15. He goes, just took Xavier money line. Let's go. Who I've already sent three different texts to about how the bet's looking. Because at halftime of that game, Texas was like minus 7.5. And the over-under was like 166. I'm sitting in my robe with my nice bedtime tea with a little whiskey and honey in there. Little limon.
Nice.
Your boy had a little bit of an allergy attack the other day. Had a heart attack last night. Texas ends up losing by 6 in the final minute.
So sorry.
A backdoor cover.
Insane.
Slap across your face. Give a rip about your bet. Here's March and it's madness all in one. Welcome to Thursday morning, Dusty Likens in Kansas City. Damn, glad to have you.
And I will never bet on Texas again.
Well, I can't because they got eliminated.
Yeah, eliminated.
That's right. So it's always fine.
Man,
it's always
choked.
Fun. It's always a great time. So today, obviously, there's tons of action right? It's going to be a great day.
Yeah, a lot of room to chase.
Yeah, you do.
A lot of room to chase.
And I guess the positive out of that story is the fact that it is, I got a bonus bet, right? It was a bonus bet where if you don't win, they give you a free one. So that's what I will use to make some obscure parlay today where I'll take all the first slate of games.
Yep.
And I'll just do over, under, over, under, over, under. And then I'll probably parlay something with KU in Missouri because they play tonight. I'll look around, see what that over is at Missouri. Drake, I think that'll be a number that you got to hit. Missouri doesn't play defense. Drake can score a lot of points.
Drake can score.
Dude, there's a lot of local ties to Drake. Yeah, it's a cool story. Their coach, used to coach at Northwest Missouri State. Yeah.
Dang, that's very cool.
Yeah, they play in the same conference as my alma mater, the Mules. Snouts out, roll stable.
Snouts out.
That game will be interesting. We'll see what Caleb Grill. We'll see if he has any props. Hunter Dickinson, I think we're good for 20 and 10.
Yeah, double-double.
I mean, if you can give me a double-double in the first round of the tournament, I know you're playing Louisville.
Or Arkansas.
Yep. I know you're playing Arkansas. SEC. But again, Hunter Dickinson, you should be able to get, I don't know, maybe we do 15 and 10, 15 and 11, and we take the over, right? Maybe that's what we do. Because just going quickly, right, looking at it right now, Arkansas, Missouri, over under 145.5. I'm taking the over. You look at Missouri, Drake, look at that, 132.5. Over,
yeah.
Take both overs and then do whatever you want with the props. I would say Caleb Grill. Like, for instance, here would be like my quick guess parlay with Missouri, Kansas at the same one. I would take over in Kansas, Dickinson to have, if there's just one bet of it on DraftKings, like a double-double, I would say yes. So I take the over and yes, or I would do the over 15 and 10 for Hunter Dickinson. So there's a three leg in that one.
That's plus 266.
You can do the double-double?
I did 15 and 10.
Okay, and the over?
And the over, plus 266.
Now add
okay.
Over Mizzou and Drake, Caleb Grill, three threes.
Let's get there once my app starts working. I mean, that already, if you're just wanting to bet the KU game, that already is a pretty...
I want more. I have a bonus bet.
Same for somebody else, but no. Yes. No. Just about me.
Yeah.
All right, so what did you say you wanted?
So the over of 132.5 or whatever it is.
Yeah.
That's a low over-under, unless Drake just plays amazing defense, but Missouri doesn't.
And then you want Grill over...
I just want Grill three or more threes.
Don't know if they're going to give me that.
Really?
They're not going to give me threes. They'll give me his over on points, which
okay,
is...
Okay, nine. Well, give me... What's his over-under on points? 11?
12.5.
Take it.
Okay.
What's that come out to?
Plus 995.
How you doing?
Yep, so 10 for 100 right there.
Yeah. So, like that.
I like that. Here we go.
Grill's got to hit three threes.
I'm going to screenshot this.
Yeah.
And then we're going to run this by our boy Alex Gold, who's coming on the show at 9:30. He's going to do some betting previews. Let's run that by and let's see how he likes that.
Somebody says, Dusty, is Drake a lock over Mizzou? See, I'm the opposite. Everybody's taking Drake.
Yeah, it's scary.
And this isn't any bias. I don't have a dog in the fight. I don't really root for a college team, to be honest with you, other than Deion Sanders. But I will say that the most bet on game as of right now is everyone taking Drake.
Jeez.
Plus 3.5 or whatever it is. Or 6.5.
Yeah, that makes me scared.
And then, somebody says, Drake is good, Dustman. They have me worried. Please talk this down for me. Again, they don't play in the SEC. I understand they're good. These kids play in the SEC. These kids have Missouri has kids that transfer from Duke.
Mm-hmm.
These kids have kids that transfer from Missouri, Northwest Missouri State. Okay? I understand they're good. They're playing with house money. Drake is. But let's not forget where Mizzou came from and the year Mizzou had. And everybody's taking Drake. I will zig where everybody else zags. That's just a common thing. We'll also ask Alex Gold about that at 9:30 as well here on 96.5 The Fan. It is Mac Morey. It is Dusty Likens, and you are listening to Fesco and Dusty. But when we come back, we get to the point of the South region. We will fill out our brackets with you and talk about it with you. It is the opening day to the biggest tournament in the United States. It is the March Madness kickoff today. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Because I'm gonna dunk it! Basketball, give me the ball. Because I'm gonna dunk it! Yeah! give me the ball.
That's
because
right.
I'm gonna dunk it.
When you hear that, that means we're getting ready to go over a certain region. We start in the southern region, the south.
The south.
The dirty south. The dirty, dirty.
I do declare.
Yeah. Probably the easiest bracket, a little easiest quadrant. I think that's what they call it, right? Maybe, maybe not. Nobody calls it that anymore.
Easiest region?
Region.
It's quad one win. I don't know.
Quads are always the worst thing to work out of the gym.
Ugh. Yeah.
You hate it.
And they get the most sore, too.
Mm-hmm. All right. We'll start with the obvious. Auburn, they're winning.
Hot takes.
Yeah.
To start the morning.
I think Auburn takes that. We both agree there?
I'm in.
Okay. Moving on to Louisville versus Creighton.
This is a fun game. First game of the day. Mm-hmm. First game of the weekend.
Louisville.
I think so.
Okay.
I think so, but I think it's going to be a good game. I always root for Coach McDermott. I love him and Doug together. That was a fun year.
Did you see Doug's post the other day on X, formerly known as Twitter?
I did not.
It's a picture of Creighton. He was on the cover of Sports Illustrated. Two girls are on each side of him. And then he quote tweeted and said, "That was a long night."
Let's go. What a G.
Dougie Buckets.
What a G.
Who was that? Who had that? Whose nickname was it? Jimmy Buckets? Was that Jimmer Fredette?
Yeah, Jimmy Buckets.
Jimmy Buckets. So we have Auburn.
And then Jimmy and Butler stole it.
Mm-hmm. And also stole Karl Anthony Towns' girlfriend and told him about it and said, do something. And then proceeded to scrimmage everybody in a Rolex and street clothes and still win.
Still win.
Supposedly. That's a story that's true. So we have Auburn and Louisville winning their games. Upset alert.
Okay.
I got Michigan losing. That's my first 12 over a 5.
Okay.
So I've got UC San Diego upsetting Michigan in the South region for a 12 versus a 5 matchup, which seems to happen once or twice in the opening games of the weekend or of the Thursday, Friday. We seem to see a 12 upset a 5. I like this 12 over this 5 in Michigan. I think the Big Ten, I think Michigan's playing good, right? They got to the championship game.
They got hot at the right time.
Right.
But if you look at the complete picture, it hasn't been like they've had a great season.
Right. And they got hot late.
Yep.
Kind of scares me. A little flash in the pan. Everybody's an expert right now. So I'm taking an upset here.
Shot
in the Dark. Great song by John Mayer on Sob Rock. UC San Diego over Michigan. What do you got there?
I'm going to go with Michigan, but a little apprehensive. Had for a second that as my 12, but because of our next matchup, I'm going with the favorite in Michigan.
Okay. So I'm taking A&M in that matchup. You're taking Yale.
I think I'm taking Yale.
SEC over everyone just no longer exists.
No longer exists with this matchup.
So I have UC San Diego and A&M advancing in that little segment. Dude, I'm taking middle finger UNC right here.
Okay.
Barely got in. Just so happened the planets aligned for their AD to be the head of the committee this year. Didn't get to be in the room with the discussions of their team, but they get in. They absolutely blew the bricks off the team they played. Wasn't even close. They go in as the 11th seed. They beat San Diego State. They play Mississippi. I'm taking UNC in this one. I'm taking that story. Because it's going to be that weekend story where they go into Saturday and everybody goes, UNC wasn't even supposed to be here. And now they're shooting outrageously from the arc. They can't miss. They're hot. They're pissed off.
They're pissed UNC. Off. Exactly.
Here we go. 11 seed upsets the number 6 seed Mississippi in that game. I don't think that's a hot take. I think a lot of people will take UNC in that. UNC.
I think you're exactly right. And I think it's almost like some people are like, yeah, the energy of North Carolina is going to overtake this pretty much kind of mediocre at best team. Mm-hmm. But they've gotten hot at the right time. They had a great game last week or 2 days ago or whatever it was. I'm going to go with Ole Miss mainly because she went to Ole Miss. So I got to kind of go for SEC right here. But it's going to be a good game.
Did you ever go watch those rallies with the guys in the overalls do the weird? Or
That's A&M. That's A&M. The L-Eaters. Oh, yeah.
Moving on, we have Iowa State, the 3 seed versus Lipscomb.
I'm going Iowa State here.
You know where Lipscomb University is? Come on now. You ought to know this.
I know.
Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh, yeah. Duh. I live right next to it.
Private
yeah.
nonprofit
yes.
school.
Yes. I blanked there.
Yeah. So I have Iowa State winning that game. I think Iowa State's good. They could be really scary in a tournament. They run fast. They shoot well. But again, they're the team. If they go cold, we're in trouble. But I have Iowa State winning that game against Lipscomb.
Yep, same here.
Okay. We move on to Marquette versus New Mexico. I have Marquette winning.
Yep.
Marquette just always seems to be that tournament team.
Yes.
I know Dwayne Wade's not there anymore.
Of course.
But they always seem to be like, here's Marquette. Once again, okay, you played Marquette, beat him, had Dwayne Wade.
Not to touch a sore subject, but I kind of feel that way about Xavier sometimes during tournament time. They have that sort of vibe. It's like, okay, this is a basketball school. Right. They're ready to go.
Yeah, I have Iowa State. I have Marquette beating New Mexico. And then I have Tom Izzo beating Bryant.
Kobe.
Yeah. R.I.P. I have Michigan State winning that game. So we'll go from bottom up on this side. So I have Michigan State beating Marquette. I have Michigan State going to the Sweet 16 and playing Iowa State. I think that's a fun matchup. Because I have Iowa State beating UNC. That's where their luck runs out. I think Iowa State's a better team, obviously. I think UNC has a good first two games. They shock everybody. Then they get to Saturday, and all of a sudden it's like, now they're actually playing some talent. I think Iowa State gets to the Sweet 16 and gets into the next weekend and plays Michigan State.
I'm going to go Ole Miss beating Iowa State. I'll have Michigan State there in the Sweet 16 with Tom Izzo, but it'll go SECOE with the Iowa State game.
Okay. UC San Diego versus A&M. I have A&M winning that game. A&M gets to the Sweet 16 and they play Auburn. I think Auburn beats Louisville. I think a lot of people have that as like the number one seed going down because that game is going to be in
Lexington,
which is right down the road from Louisville, bourbon capital of the world. But I have Auburn and A&M playing in the Sweet 16 in that region, and Iowa State and Michigan State playing in the Sweet 16 in that region. I have Auburn winning, going to the Elite Eight, and playing Michigan State in the Elite Eight. Dynamite matchup.
Okay, yeah, that is dynamite, and I think I'm going to have that same thing, except I get there a little bit differently. Our brackets diverge here. I've got Louisville beating Auburn in that second round in Lexington. I'm going with that popular upset pick.
Upset alert,
and then I've got Michigan, so I'll have Michigan beating Louisville in that Sweet 16 matchup, and as you said, it's Tom Izzo, and it's Michigan.
I don't want to say that's the bracket breaker game, because I think a lot of people will have Auburn losing that game because of the home court advantage and the Louisville seeding of an 8 seed should have been the 5.
Scary. And they should have been a 5, exactly.
Should have switched places with Michigan, but Michigan had a good run towards the end. Louisville gets disrespected a little bit. They get to play close to home. I think a lot of people will have that upset. I don't think it happens. I just think Auburn's too big.
Yeah, Auburn's great. No, I get it. And I mean, you mentioned earlier this week, they have the second best player in the country right now.
Auburn reminds me a lot of that Maryland team that beat Kansas in the Final Four. They had like Wilcox and Blake and all those guys, and Wilcox was just bigger than everybody and just goes down low. That's Broome, the number two player of the year, right behind Cooper Flagg.
It's so important in the tournament when things are going rough to say, okay, we need a bucket. And Jahni Broome is maybe the best in the NCAA right now at that.
So our Elite Eight matchup, and that is, for me, Auburn versus Michigan State. Hello, Tom Izzo, my dear friend, with another chance to go to another Final Four. It does not happen.
Mm.
Auburn in the South takes that trophy and goes to the Final Four, as my first Final Four team is Auburn, as we discussed earlier in the week. We are now officially to Thursday, where everything gets chaotic and begins. I have Auburn making it to the Final Four out of the South region.
Out of the South. That's Auburn right. And Bruce Pearl. I will take my guy, Tom Izzo. He'll reach, I believe it would be his 9th Final Four since 1999, beating in-state rival Michigan.
So a 2-seed in your Final Four already, and I have a 1-seed in Auburn.
Yeah, which I can't dog you for that, right? I mean, Auburn has been incredible all season, but they have had a rough last 5 or 6 games, I believe 2-4 in their last 6 games.
Yeah. So that is our South region. By the way, we won't do the thanks coach, but we will do a sounder for bracket expert. And when you hear this, that means we got a text from a bracket expert.
Yes.
Coming in hot from the text line.
Lasers.
Again, not making fun of anybody.
No.
From the 816, Iowa State's best player is hurt, not playing in the tournament. Got hurt in the Big 12 tournament. His name is Keyshawn Gilbert. Mm. They got other players.
Yeah, they'll figure it out.
Yeah.
I did read something about that. I thought he was questionable, 816. I don't know. But you know more than me, obviously.
Yeah.
Pew, pew.
So, like we said, everybody's an expert today.
It's the best, dude.
It is.
So you got guys who haven't watched basketball sending me Ken Palm rankings and their takes on the selection Sunday. I'm like, you haven't watched a minute.
Expert analysis coming in hot with the lasers. Because, you know, that reminds me of the stormtroopers that never hit anything.
It's my favorite, dude.
Yeah.
That's that sound.
So Iowa State's best player is out, which means they could lose to Lipscomb, apparently. Not happening. That'd be a massive upset.
That'd be huge.
That'd be Bradley beating KU.
Good for Lipscomb making the tournament, though. That's awesome.
Sure. So that is our South region there here on Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey. Dusty Likens with you on 96.5 The Fan.
Yeah, we'll just do one of these every hour, right?
Top of every hour or middle of every hour, somewhere in the hour, we will do our each quadrant, each region, and by the end of it, we'll have our national champions selected, and that's how it works. Because I know a lot of you are probably either put your bracket together or you're listening to us going, dude, did you know that like North Carolina wasn't supposed to make the turn? Did you not watch the game against... Yes, I did. Against San Diego State, and absolutely rolled them. But yeah. Mac has Michigan State, the 2 seed in the Final Four out of the South region. I have Auburn, the 1 seed in the Final Four out of the South region.
That South region feels like it's going to be a 1 or a 2 seed. Doesn't feel like it's like upset run there in that region. But it's hard to tell which region is, right?
Right. And don't forget, Mac and I, if you want to come hang out.
Yes.
We're going to be at Jefferson's in Lenexa, hanging out with our guy Nick Price. Going to have some wings. Some curly fries, some ranch, a couple brujas.
Yes.
So if you want to come out to Jefferson's and Lenexa, that's where we will be at today after the show. We'll put all our degenerate bets in, then we'll head out to the Lenexa location. So you already answered the question that we have upcoming, which is when will the number one seed go down? Or I guess when will the first number one seed bite the dust? We know there's only been one time in the history of the tournament where all four number one seeds have made it to the Final Four.
Yep.
2008.
And I saw this year, Jay Bayless has all four number one seeds in his bracket.
This just doesn't happen anymore.
I know.
It's only happened once. And the way that the transfer works and the way the NIL has worked, college basketball has just gotten even more mad. Like, this is a complete just crapshoot, right?
Well, yeah, you've got a kid on Grand Canyon who went to KU and transferred and now plays in Grand Canyon. And, you know, you've got... a lot of kids on Drake, by the way, a lot of local kids on Drake that have transferred
their
there.
Their coach used to coach at Northwest Missouri
State.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, yeah, things have changed. The landscape is could be a little more even than it used to be.
Yeah. So you have Auburn losing.
In that second round, yep.
Yeah. I think my number one seed that goes first is going to be Florida.
Wow.
And I was riding high on Florida.
You were?
But
I mean, a lot of people are.
But the reason why I say that is a lot of people, and I mean a lot of people, have Florida winning the national title. They looked really good in that SEC championship.
Yep, them and Duke are the number one picks.
Right. They looked really, really good.
That's amazing.
They're big. They're fast. But again, we talked about this earlier with Drake in Missouri, with a lot of people taking Drake, because you probably have a lot of people that listen in Kansas that want to see Missouri lose. I don't. I want the dream matchup. Yes. I want KU versus Mizzou. And we'll dive into that a lot today because both those teams play, local teams. Everybody's watching those games. They play perfectly at the same time, essentially, today in the first round of the games. But I think Florida's the one that goes down first. But I do think one seeds have deep runs. Like, I don't think Florida's going to lose to Oklahoma in the second round or Connecticut. I don't think they're going to lose to Texas Tech, who I think will be in that Sweet 16 matchup against them. That's a good game. That's big size, speed against each other.
Uh-huh.
But I could see them running into St. John's, who obviously we had the flyer on winning the entire thing. So a little bit of bias there. But I mean, I think that's like a brutal matchup for them in the Elite Eight or the final. Yeah, the Elite Eight. I think that'd be a big matchup. And I think that could be the first one.
Man, I'm getting scared from St. John's a little bit. I'm just getting scared off the more I've learned about them as a team. And it's just like, I think it's stylistically, they're not the team that I like because they...
But who leads that team?
Well, it's the Don.
Right.
It's the Godfather.
And that's one thing that I always put into perspective is like, it's kind of like baseball throughout the regular season. Managers are relevant. 162 games, doesn't really need to be vital in those games.
True.
Come playoff time, got to be a manager. Got to know when to pull a guy, when to get the right guy up in the bullpen, when to make the switch in the lineup, when to have the right pinch hitter come up, know your matchups. The head coach becomes, or the manager in baseball at the time, becomes a little bit more vital in the playoffs. Come to the tournament, is there a run that gets started? Can that coach call a timeout, drop the right play, execute the right player, and get them out, you know, and make them somebody that they're different? Because X's and O's become very, very important when it comes to the tournament. And that's why you see guys like Tom Izzo go to 8 Final Fours. You see Bill Self be that guy in the tournament. Like, has Kansas been rough all year? Absolutely. Could they turn it on because of what they have at head coach in the tournament? 1,000%. But I could see a Florida team run into a St. John's because of Pitino. Maybe at one point he's down 12, right? And all of a sudden they get in the second half, they readjust at halftime, Pitino sees something, and all of a sudden it's like,
they start pressing,
here comes St. John's,
here's a zone.
Right.
Yeah. No, I get that. The knowledge, the IQ, he's forgotten more about basketball than you or I will ever know. It's one of those things with Rick Pitino. Also, something that I was looking at in that region, we'll get to the West later, obviously, but that St. John's, you mentioned them, obviously they'll win that first matchup. I mean, knock on wood, they'll beat Omaha. If Arkansas beats Kansas, if that were to happen, I was kind of looking at that. I was like, oh, wow, Calipari versus Pitino. You've got the two greatest coaches in Kentucky history battling. That's going to be awesome. That's the storyline that March Madness brings. And, of course, there's so many storylines in the bottom of that West, right? Because that's the KU. I mean, you brought that up. KU could win. MU could win. They could meet in the Sweet 16. But, of course, if that doesn't happen, Arkansas versus St. John's in the second round. That's fun. You got the two Dons. Oh.
Somebody just said more lasers. Sorry.
Okay, just in general, more lasers?
Yeah. From the 913, Dusty, can you speak in a Diddy Matthews voice all day just for blanks and giggles? No.
All day?
Yeah, you don't want to overdo it.
No, you can't overdo it.
But yeah, so I mean,
Denny calling basketball, that'd be,
oh,
that'd be great.
Yeah. Could you imagine like if a team hit a buzzer beater?
Yeah.
There's the 3-point shot from half court and gone is the other team. Game over. Ryan with the scores. A lot of action today. That's what my first number one seed is out. Max already told his. He thinks Auburn gets beat second round against Louisville. Which I think that's either a bracket buster or a bracket saver.
I think
there's going to be a lot of people that take that upset. I think a lot of people will take that Auburn loss on the road, basically. But again, that wasn't really evident last night. I think Texas basically puked it away because Xavier played like 30 minutes away from home last night in Dayton, and they were nowhere to be seen the entire game. And there were flashes where the crowd got behind them.
Yeah, at the end of the game, obviously.
Yeah, when things started to turn for the worst for your boy.
So sorry.
No, you're good. But I think the one reason why, and again, everybody becomes an expert, Louisville got shafted. They shouldn't have been an 8 seed. They should have been a 5. And they're playing close to home. And Auburn's the 1 seed with all the pressure. But if Auburn survives that game, and that's their scare,
it's true.
Then what? Then those people that took that Auburn win are like, all right, there's my Final Four team. 913-586-7965. Somebody says A&M out of the South.
Wow.
That'd get you a lot of points.
I've heard that twice now.
That would get you a lot of time.
SECOE. I mean, that's what that is.
No doubt about it.
A&M's good. I really like, they're feisty.
Because that's the other thing, too, is like a lot of people see, like, this is one thing I will say, and again, I'm not an expert, but like, you see records, right? Like, I think Drake was like 30-3.
Yes.
They play in the Missouri Valley, right? So, I mean, like, what? There's three good teams in the Missouri Valley. There's 14 in the SEC. So, like, that's why a lot of times when KU get in the past, they would play that brutal non-con schedule, right? And everyone's like, well, they have RPI number one. They're a 2 seed. But look at what they play. They kind of geared themselves up for this moment. There's times they were down by 5 with 2 minutes left, call a timeout, and they end up winning by 2. They have this sort of – because, look, we all know what it is. The clock speeds up. The clock keeps going. It gets more intense in these games. So – from the 660, Louisville might not even get out of their first game. Creighton is no slouch. Can't believe that's an 8-9 matchup. I'm with you on that take with the 8-9 matchup. I can't believe
that
either. But again, that might be the best matchup of the day.
It's probably why they put it first, right? Lock you in at 11:15. Here's a good, intense matchup.
Yeah, give you a good appetizer. Here's your wings to start.
Yes, exactly.
You know, it isn't oysters. It's no shot at oysters. It's just not a wise choice for apps.
Can you get Rockefeller oysters not in New Orleans? I was thinking about that. Is that the only place you can get them?
Once I had Rocky Mountain oysters and I was in the bathroom for about 45 minutes. Raul Ibanez digs in slider, low and away, 1-0 count. Royals down 4-0 in the third.
I'll take that as a no.
No. Coming up on the other side, it's not movie questions, it's not music questions, it's not how old were you when this happened. It's, does Mac know where these teams exist in the geography set of the NCAA? My over-under is 1.5 for Mac Morey. 1.5 on the geography test, which we do as we dive into the March Madness tournament. Shout out to Mr. Maloney. You're one hell of a guy. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for K-State Athletics, 96.5. The Fan.
All the small things matter when it comes to filling out your bracket, getting it right, becoming an expert, because if you are an expert, you get lasered. That's just the way it runs today. No thanks, coach. You just get the stormtrooper shoot and miss. Here on Fesco and Dusty, this is Dusty Likens with Mac Morey as well with you today, all throughout the morning. Cody Golden Drew from 10 to 2, and then Carrington and Rob from 2 to 6. You know both those guys would be eager to get out of there. Did we get another one?
No, I just wanted to play it.
Okay. But yeah, slew of games getting ready to start today. But where we want to take this next segment is maybe you get some Jeopardy tunes here, you know? Probably be a good one here.
That's good.
We're going to find out. I did have a bonus bet today. It's only $5 allowed. I did a 9-leg parlay with all the early games.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, so I'm not going to go through them all. But yeah, 9-leg parlay, $5 bonus bet to win $895.54. You got to get wild with it, you know?
Absolutely.
When you have a free $5 bet, you're not going to hit it.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, but don't forget, Mac and I will be at Jefferson State in Lenexa with our boy, Nick Price.
Heck yeah.
We'll go after the show. We'll be there from about 11-ish till the first slate of games in. I don't know. Play it by ear.
Yeah. Couple
brews and some dudes. Feel free to check us out. But this is where we test the 26-year-old Mac Morey on where are these schools geographically? Because this is kind of like the bit where you're like golfer or NASCAR driver.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
I'm going to start off easy, Mac. I'm going to start off easy.
These are going to be easy for me.
Okay. Where is...
Oh, no.
Yale University.
I'm going to get judged so hard, text line.
Okay, yes or no. The over-under at 1.5 if he gets it right. When it comes to Mac Morey's geographical test. Mac, where's Yale?
Yale is northwest.
Mm.
It's not. Yale's northeast.
Hey.
Yale's northeast because, okay.
You're getting warmer.
Okay, Yale is in New York.
It is not. It is in New Haven, Connecticut.
Connecticut.
Yep, that's right.
Damn it.
So far 0 for 1 on geographical testing with Mac Morey. Mac, our next one, it doesn't get any easier.
Yeah, this is not. Yeah.
So it's basically just you're throwing a dart at a dartboard. Where is Bryant University? Bryant University. Bryant is playing, by the way.
Yeah, who are they playing?
They're playing Michigan State.
Oh, yeah.
And the 2-15 matchup. Where's Bryant University, Mac?
That's in Louisiana.
Oh, man, you couldn't be more wrong. Smithville, Rhode Island.
No.
Oh, boy.
Damn it.
I mean, just off to a hot start.
Louisiana.
That's right. All right.
All right.
If you don't know this one.
Oh, no.
Okay, if you don't know this one.
Text line's really going to come after me.
Oh, they're after you, man. Where is Drake University? By the way, their coach used to coach at Northwest Missouri State. They've got a lot of local ties to their school. They play in the Missouri Valley Conference. Yes. Where, Mac Morey, is Drake University?
I'm going to go with Missouri.
That's great. Yes. It's in Des Moines, Iowa.
Damn it.
That's right. He's on a hot start, folks. Now,
damn
if you
it.
Know, this is your free space on the bingo card.
Okay, yeah.
Where is Akron University?
Ohio.
There we go.
All right.
He's got one. He needs to get one more to hit the over-under.
LeBron James.
So far, we've had four schools geographically talked about, and Max got one of them.
You really set me up with Drake.
That's right. Let's see, WCC. All right, Mac. Where is St. Mary's located?
That is northeast, and that is going to be...
Northeast? Okay. Yeah, they play in the same conference as, Gonzaga, which would be the West Coast Conference. Listen, really accepting this challenge here from Mac Morey. And, you know, we look forward to what he's got geographically. St. Mary's University is located where?
You said west, so let's go Nevada.
No, it is in Moraga, California.
Oh, California.
That's right.
Should've said that.
Yeah, you're on a hot start. One of four so far. Mac, we move on. Where is Robert Morris?
Oh, my guy, Rob.
Yeah, he's not with Carmen San Diego.
Is this Maloney? No, this is Morris. Different Robert. Okay. Probably doesn't have as nice of a deck as Maloney. Very big. Very big deck. Let's go with...
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Iowa.
Nope. It is in Moon Township, Pennsylvania.
Damn.
If you had that on your, if you're Ken Jennings in this, then you are great. All right, moving on. Still only one right. You got Akron because it's in Ohio, because that's where LeBron James is from, and you're an NBA guru. Where is McNeese State University? Another tough one. McNeese State University.
Florida.
Close.
Really?
Yeah. Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Oh, damn it.
Founded in 1939.
Wow.
McNeese
Way
State.
To go, McNeese.
That's right.
McNeese.
You already guessed New Orleans wasn't there.
Damn it.
All right, Mac. 2 left.
Oh, shoot.
You got 1 to hit the over-under.
1 hit the over? Okay. This is huge. Let's go.
Where is Wofford University?
Oh. I'm going to go, how about Oh, there you go.
Hackers do sell your passwords. And they also don't know where Wofford University is either.
Rhode Island?
Oh, man.
Why did I say Rhode
Island? East Coast. But it's in Spartanburg, South Carolina. Last one to hit the over-under of 1.5. Where is Troy University, Mac?
Virginia.
Let me look, because I don't know these either. I just make you look like a,
yeah, just,
like a fool.
It's just for me. Yeah, this is just for me to look like a fool.
You said it was in Virginia?
Virginia?
Very close. Troy, Alabama.
Oh, I should have known that, actually.
Yep, you got one. You got one. Yes, he knew where they were at when it came to geography. That's a tough one, man. I feel like you're not alone.
Yeah, the text line actually was kind of nice to me there. I thought they were going to come after me. 816 says, Mac, I'm 35. I don't know this stuff. Solidarity, brother.
Yeah. No doubt. I mean, it's just you signed up for this bit and you had to take the fall.
That's it.
So out of the, what is it, the 9 that we picked, you got 1 out of 9 geographically.
This started just inside baseball because the quarterback thing got announced yesterday on Netflix with the 3 quarterbacks. Yeah. And I was trying to have spec guests and he couldn't get Joe Burrow. And I was like, it's in the AFC. He goes west or east of the Mississippi. And I was like, I think west. And so he starts guessing. And after he gets, he's like, yeah, they're east of the Mississippi. And so that's where this bit was born.
Yeah. You know, LA's on the West Coast.
Got that.
Right.
Got that.
Gonzaga plays on the West Coast and they play against St. Mary's.
Yeah, should have. Put some
context
clues
there, buddy. Now you're listening to Fesco and Dusty, but today and tomorrow and this entire week, we appreciate you all laughing. Just like Max laugh, like he should be a skateboarder on a Nickelodeon cartoon, and it brings me back so much nostalgia. It is rocking my morning.
Sweet, man. Appreciate it.
Somebody says, you should have known Drake, though. LOL. That's funny text.
Should have known Drake.
That's right.
That's awesome.
Hey, you try that blank on Binkley.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah, I don't know, Dust, man. You know, by the way, Joe Burrow, kind of cocky. Kind of cocky. Yeah, writing that national title in that cigar.
No, but that is Mac with his geographical test that failed. He got an F- on that test. Coming up, it's tournament time here on 96.5 The Fan. Don't forget all your tournament coverage on 96.5 The Fan brought to you by Twin Peaks, Eats, Drinks, and Scenic Views. Coming up on the other side, you guessed it, we get back into what is the West region. We go out to the West where St. Mary's plays here on 96.5 The Fan. You're listening to Mac Morning and Dusty Likens with you all morning. We get to the West bracket and why I think Florida's the number one seed to go first with their matchup in the Elite Eight. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Fesco and Dusty.
I can feel it all the way down in my plums.
On Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.